this week's episode of Teach Wonder is a little bit different. Typically, we're bringing you stories and interviews from educators who are passionate about what they do. This week, we're showing you what can happen when students take the lead. These audio dramas and intros that you're about to hear were part of a short series of workshops for middle school students called Stories in Sound. These originally aired on April 21st on the CMU affiliate radio station Mountain 91.5, The Summit of Sound. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another great educator, but this week we're sharing the mic with a talented crew who put together a set of dynamic audio dramas. We're really proud of the work these individuals put in, and we hope you enjoy.
Good evening. My name is Will Anderson. I'm a professor in the School of Broadcast and Cinematic Arts. And tonight we have something really kind of neat. It's a project that we've worked on with the STEM Center for Excellence, Center for Excellence in STEM Education. And it was a neat sort of thing where we created some audio dramas with students between fifth grade and eighth. And with me, I have Ashley O'Neill to talk about this project. Ashley, thanks for letting me do this. This was a hoot.
Yeah, we had a great time. So we like projects at the center that involve middle school students and that get them kind of in the driver's seat of whatever it is they're working on. So this audio drama was a great chance for students to be writing, to be creative, to learn about Foley work. They did some things with sound effects and to learn a little bit about the pre-production and the post-production of creating something for radio. And now tonight is the culmination of that where they get to hear themselves on air.
And it was so neat. It was a 5-week class, and the students, I introduced them to audio drama. And then we had Kyle Fields, who's over in University Communication, come in, and he demonstrated some Foley work for us. And so he, you know, showed how you can make sound effects. And then I told the students, I said, hey, go out and write some scripts, and how about if you have a conflict and use like 3 sound effects? And they came back, and then we rehearsed them, and then they acted them out, and tonight we're going to unveil them on the radio. It's a really cool and exciting project.
Yeah, and I think without further ado, we should let the kids speak for themselves, and so here are their dramas.
Hi, my name is Claire, and I wrote the play The Invasion of Carmelo Di Treco.
2057, New York City, Earth. Today we have news reported from our airspace army that there is a ship appearing next to planet Resnik in galaxy Majoris Leporis and is moving fast. We must all hope for their safety as their flight with this alien ship. We will get back to you soon with more news on the ship. This is Army Casper on Advanced Space News.
Airspace rocket ship, Galaxy Majoris Leporis.
Everybody, this is a code EX39. I repeat, this is a code EX39. An alien ship is in hot pursuit of our vessel. Everyone evacuate this ship immediately and report to your fighter pods.
Fighter 2WE5609 reporting.
Fighter T375JI27 reporting.
Fighter RO3G76 reporting.
All right, looks like we're all set. Groups 2-6, go to the front.
Roger.
And groups TJ and RG, take the sides.
Copy.
On my word. Launch.
Fighter T375J127 is down. I repeat, fighter T375J127 is down.
Roger that. Sending out backup pilots.
Sir, their main ship is heading your way. I repeat, heading your way.
Thank you for the heads up. Don't worry about me.
Got that, sir. Over and out.
Long time no see.
It looks like you and I will fight again, brother, and this time you lose more than an arm.
I could say the same to you.
We shall see. We shall see. Ha ha ha. Seems like you have forgotten how to fight. You shall lose.
Ha! In your dreams.
Oh, now I see you, Sly Fox. Uncle Arthur taught you well.
Yes, as you were gone, brother, he taught me all you lack to learn. This!
Zip! Ha! Why would I ever stop training? You underestimate me. I am twice as strong as you, and you trained so did I. Every day I trained my hardest and learned everything you can't even dream.
Sure, if you trained all day, you would not have time to learn other things, like using your brain. Look behind you, good sir, and find that you are trapped.
Not so fast.
Seems like you have upped your game. You may have twice the upper body strength than I have, but can you do this?
My ears! What have you done?
It's called a magnetic ear vibrator. With this device, I can create a sound wave that only dogs and cats can hear. But because of how the device is created, others can hear it too.
Ah! My head!
Ah! Sorry, brother, but that was all there was left to do.
Get me out of here!
It was all I could do. All aerospace army forces report back to the main ship. Carmelo is defeated. I repeat, Carmelo is defeated.
Well, that's it, folks. Our days of worry are all over. The evil Lord Carmelo Di Trecco has been defeated and we are saved. Though we did learn some interesting news in the tape, this is Army Casper on Advanced Space News. Bye now.
Hi, I'm Olivia Pastotnik, and I am the author of the audio drama you are about to hear. You're such a good boy, Spot. I don't even need to use your leash.
Bark.
Meow. Meow.
Spot, get back here.
Bark. Bark.
Spot. What is it, buddy? It's a kitten. What are you doing here, little guy?
Meow.
Aw, you're a cute little kitten, aren't you? I doubt that my parents will let me keep you, though. Spot, what do you think? Aw, you like her.
Arf.
Oh no, it started to rain. We better get home quick. What do I do with the kitten? I guess I'll just put her in my backpack. You good, kitten?
Meow.
Where are you going, Josie?
Oh, hey, Hank.
Hi.
Well, me and my dog Spot were going on a walk when we heard a meow. Spot sniffed around and found a kitten. Now we need to get home because it's raining.
Huh, that's an interesting story.
Yep.
Need any help with the kitten?
Actually, could you grab me some pet supplies and meet me back here in an hour?
Sure.
Thanks, Hank. I'm home.
Where were you?
Hank just stopped and talked to me, that's all.
Oh, well, it's time to get ready for bed.
Okay. I don't think they're gonna let me keep you, kitten.
Meow.
You know what? You deserve a name.
Meow.
How about Tiger? Yep, Tiger, that's the perfect name for you. I hope we can sort things out tomorrow. Oh, wait, I have to make Hank for the pet supplies. Spot, stay.
You're late.
I know, I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Thanks. Do you have the pet supplies?
Yep. Why do you think you need the pet supplies anyways? Can't your parents just get it for you?
I don't think they'd let me keep her if they knew I had her.
Oh.
Well, I'd better go back to my house.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye, Hank. Oh. Good morning, Spot.
Bark.
Where's Tiger? Oh no, she's gone.
Whoa, Josie. Why in such a hurry?
No reason.
Well, I saw a stray cat outside the window last night. I was going to come get you, but you were already asleep.
What?
What's up, Josie?
Well, last night when I went to take Spot on his walk, this kitten meowed from the alley. Spot led me to the alley and I picked up the cat. Me and Spot then ran home and went to bed. I forgot to put the cat in its cage and it got out.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
Wait, you're not mad?
Why would I be mad? If you were old enough to take care of Spot, then why not be old enough to handle a cat?
Thanks, Dad.
No problem.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Theo Crane. I am the writer of Spaceman Zigerdan and his Courageous Crew.
Okay, everybody, we are about to take off. Buckle up and make sure your high altitude suit is on tight.
Captain, sir, is this helmet safe?
Oh, yes, Mayonnaise.
That's Sir Mr. Mayonnaise to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, it's only fallen off me like 14 times.
okay.
Blast off!
Days later.
Okay, everybody. The captain told me to tell you that there's going to be some turbulence. Like that.
Will there be any more of that?
Yes.
Meanwhile, in the cockpit.
Captain, do you think we should tell them about the aliens that are attacking us?
What? There are space aliens? Run!
Well, if they know, no matter, we will take them on because... and they will be destroyed because we are strong and they are weak.
Help!
It's okay, everyone. This ship has a state-of-the-art self-system, right?
Actually, it has a state-of-the-art water defense system.
What?
How are we still alive, then?
Easy. They're afraid of water.
Somebody go to the water cannon.
We will.
I think I'll just go back to the cabin to let them do the work.
Oh, no, you don't. You need to help. Go to the water room and help the crew by giving water to the auto cannons.
There are only three ships left. Keep going.
Oh, no, we've been hit. We'll have to make an amazing landing to stay alive. Here comes our planet. Quick, make a landing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Will we make it?
1,000 feet. 500 feet. Oh, no, the space aliens are coming. Go faster. Only 50 feet. 20 feet.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We made it.
WMHW would like to thank the Center for Excellence in STEM Education, Will Anderson, Ashley O'Neill, the entire team that helped put these audio dramas together, and of course, the students who wrote, produced, and performed these wonderful audio dramas you heard today for all of their hard work in bringing these dramas to life. Now back to more music on Mountain 91.5. Now back to more music on 101.1 The Beat.